whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
One of America's greatest cultural anthems, American Pie, by singer-songwriter Don McLean in 1971. But just who is the jester? Who broke the church bells? And what really happened the day the music died? Well, some of those codes might now be cracked, as the 8.5 minutes worth of lyrics plus other notes that never made it into the song have been sold to an anonymous bidder for $1.2 million by Christie's. Now, McLean has stated the writing and the lyrics will divulge everything there is to divulge. Well, we wanted to do a little decoding of our own, and to help us with that is John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our co-producer WNYC, and he joins me in the studio. Hi, John.
Hey, Todd.
Well, how much do you think we know for sure about the cryptology of American Pie?
I think Don McLean, as we know from this song, chooses his words carefully, and the way he said, whatever there is to divulge will be divulged, basically says, you know, it's there. These are just notes. You know, you're not going to find there's no Enigma machine, you know, decoding what I've done here. It's a song.
And I think Don McLean knew in the run-up to this auction that goes to the highest bidder that ginning up the mystery about what the song is about helps to drive the price up.
He has seen Carly Simon make a career out of not telling us who the you in You're So Vain is.
Right.
You know, to the point where she actually re-recorded the song a few years back with a whispered name hidden backwards in the song, which turned out to be the name David. And she claimed it wasn't Geffen, so we're back to square one anyway. So this kind of game, if it's offered to you, it pays to play.
And these two artists, Carly Simon and Don McLean, are not the only two who know how to play this game. We're going to get to a lot of examples that both I and our listeners and you have of other songs that just have dogged us. We can't figure them out. But you have brought along a couple of your own cryptology examples from American Pie.
Well, I think it's generally agreed that the day the music died, which is often referred to the day that the plane went down,
Buddy Holly
and the Big Bopper, and that is what Don McLean is alluding to early in the song, where he talks about delivering the newspaper. You know, with every paper I delivered, bad news on the doorstep.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
And that's probably maybe the most obvious part of the song.
I think that is the clearest kind of bit of cryptology that we can do on this song. The rest of it,
let's delve.
It's a kind of interesting jumble of religious imagery and kind of allusions to other rock songs. 8 Miles High from the Byrds is sort of alluded to in passing. Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones alluded to only in passing. And there's a kind of sense of almost apocalypse in some of the lyrics.
And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark the day the music died.
I always thought that this was some kind of an allusion to World War II and the Yalta talks. I didn't know what to think about this.
Yeah, but, you know, the broken church bells, dirges in the dark, you know, something has happened. And, you know, if this were an English songwriter, then maybe we would say, all right, he's remembering a childhood in London during the Blitz or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is an American, you know, he didn't live through that. So what he did live through was the kind of promise of the 50s, of the Pax Americana, and then the disillusion of the 60s. And remember, he's writing this at the end of the 60s, early 70s. And it's a time of incredible turmoil, and that really is kind of the overall theme, the overall gestalt, if you will, of this song. It's almost as if he's trying to make sense of, you know, the change in music, the change in the culture, with those allusions to the Byrds and the Rolling Stones. Do you take those as being, this is part of the problem, or do you take those references as meaning these guys are documenting what I'm talking about in the culture? It could go either way.
And that's part of the beauty of the song. Okay, $1.2 million, as I said, this has caused lots of fascination and fueled a lot of the cryptology of American Pie. But we asked you, the listener, for the songs that might have a meaning that just dogs you, that you just can't figure out. And boy, did you respond.
This is Gaspar Forteza from Miami. My submission is Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. That wonderful, wonderful song is either about a letter and long-lost love or waving potatoes and making French fries. One or the other. Great song.
On our, yeah, on our visit, on our way, yeah.
John Schaefer, if only we could ask Eddie Vedder whether this was about lost love or French fries. Possibly both.
I don't know how anybody knows what he's singing. Well, I mean, now you can Google all the lyrics and stuff. I will say this. Ledbetter is the real last name of the great bluesman Leadbelly. His name was Huddy Ledbetter. So I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that is intentional. Whether it has anything to do with the lyrics, I mean, you know, you can parse Eddie Vedder's lyrics from now until the cows come home. He's one of those songwriters who traffics in ambiguity, and that allows the listener in.
Sure.
So for all of us who think we know what American Pie means, we do. It may not be what Don McLean meant, but if it's what it means to us, that is just as authentic and viable an interpretation as whatever cryptic notes he's written on the side of the lyrics that were just auctioned off.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to this one. We have another listener who's gone to Minnesota. There's a listener from Portland who says, Seven by Prince. It's a very Book of Revelation-ish song, but I've never been clear on the meaning.
Absolutely. This, again, is very apocalyptic imagery. Seven sins. I mean, seven is an important number. All of Prince's songs are about sex somehow, but definitely the apocalyptic imagery in this song for sure.
All right. Well, my favorite artist, one of my favorite artists of all time, here's Host Prerogative, trafficked in cryptology all the time and drew me in because I didn't know what he was talking about half the time. Listen to this one from my man.
It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame.
That's David Bowie, and that's Life on Mars. Help.
Well, you know, in the 70s, David Bowie had this kind of fascination with fascism. So you can't tell from the way he's singing, but it's America with a K.
With a K.
He references, you know, Himmler and Churchill. And, you know, so there's, as opposed to looking forward to the apocalypse, he's looking back at an apocalypse that had recently, you know, happened in Europe. Then, of course, it's a song about
Fighting in the dance hall and beating up the wrong guy.
Right. It's a kind of, you know, celluloid heroes kind of thing.
And absolutely all over the place. And that's why we love you so much, David. And John Schaefer, that's why we love you for helping us figure out all these songs. John Schaefer is host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station, WNYC. If you want to hear anything back that you've heard on the show, including cryptographical lyrics, go on our website at thetakeaway.org. You can always tweet us at thetakeaway. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.